Lego. All right, we're here with the Lego Education with Henna. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
All right, this is so good. I'm so excited because we love Lego, and Lego has taught a lot of people a lot of things. So tell me about it and what you're doing over here.
So we're here from Lego Education. Lego Education is a part of the Lego Group, who is developing solutions for classrooms. And we are so happy to be here at CES to announce our newest concept we just launched yesterday. It's a solution for teaching elementary science in classrooms, building students' science practice skills. We're very much driven by the desire to educate the future workforce and the problem solvers of tomorrow. We know the statistics saying that in the future, 75% of all jobs will have some level of science skills or technology skills needed. So we need to educate the workforce for having these skills.
All right. So what are you doing to do that?
So what we have developed is a concept that's combined of basically three things. It's the Lego bricks. It's relevant digital tools to use in classroom, and then it's our curriculum material that it's developed and matched towards the next generation science standards. So teachers can include this in classrooms and teach science with it.
Science is very, 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 everything is science. It just depends on how wide your brain is, how big
exactly.
Your mind is.
And elementary is a really good place to start to introduce this because it builds on the student's natural curiosity.
And we pray it doesn't get squashed by anybody saying that doesn't make any sense. That's probably the thing that they might squash might be the next great evolution for science, right?
Yeah, science is really a key area at the moment to develop skills with the students.
It's a beautiful thing. So now, do schools call up and say, hello, Lego in Enfield, Connecticut, and we want to be part of this, or they go to a website, and how is this, am I right, on the track here?
There's
schools that can you partner with?
So there's a lot of different ways. The school can, of course, approach us using our website. They can contact us and be visited by one of our education consultants that can go around, talk to the school, tell them what options we have. We also work with district levels, implementing this in schools.
Wow, education consultants, they go right into your school and discuss this.
Yeah, so we can come out and discuss what options there are. This is an elementary solution for science. We also have solutions for literacy, for math, and also into middle school and to elementary.
You are a STEM.
Exactly, STEM. I think this is the first step towards STEM in elementary.
Lego is just magnificent. It's just extraordinary. And isn't it a phenomenon how people still can think of things to use and create with Lego that no one ever thought of?
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Definitely. Creativity is one of the key lines here. With the Lego bricks, you can build whatever you want.
You still have that store in, I think they call it like Rockefeller Center. Is that still there, the Lego store? Do you know about that?
Might be. I'm not sure.
All right. You got some parks and things and where everybody can go and just let their brain run free.
Yeah, exactly. That's the key point about this. It's really, with the project we also have here, it's about problem solving. So developing solutions to a problem where there's no single answer. So every kid come up with their own solution.
And who would have known that you use Lego in like Star Wars-ish or something like that? That you could actually make a movie with these guys and girls?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, well, with this solution, it's the science that's in focus. So we're building everything from frogs to science rovers, and so that's the focus with this solution.
Excellent. Look at these guys. It is so cool. It is so cool. What's good news for you? What is good news for you?
Good news? Oh, that would be that we could educate a lot of elementary students to be happy about the science area, being curious, ask questions, and solve problems as a natural thing of what they do.
Fantastic. Last question, just because we're very involved with world peace and the peace movement. September 21st, we're having a party. and we'd like to have everybody in the world use Legos and make do it with other people, because that's the key for peace, is working together in a harmonious way. So I asked many people, what does peace mean to them? Johanna, what does peace mean to you?
Oh, I don't know. I think the main purpose of this is to get students informed, give them the ability to find the right information, be informed citizens. I think that's a good first step.
Big time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.